Welcome to Jesus-Centric Leadership. I'm Donna. I'm here with Pastor Josh. And wow, that was 2 months of interviews.
Yep.
And what did you learn, Josh?
I mean, this just dawned on me, like, how cool our church family is. Like, I think this was, because most of them were, I think with the exception of Emma, and she grew up here, I think all of them were people that are, you know, active in their faith life here. And I think just, it's just so cool to sit down and have conversations about deep things with our church. Like, we have kind of, probably a lot of us have casual conversations, and some of you might know some of these people, or you've talked to some of them, but to like have intentionally say that we're going to have a deep conversation. And I wonder if there's not a way to do that. Like, can we be bold with people and just say, hey, you know, you seem like a cool person. Can we have like a deep conversation? Because like some of these, like I've known these since I've got here, but we never slowed down to have like a deep conversation. And so I wonder, like, how do we do, yeah, it's maybe a question. How do we do more of that? How do we do more of, yeah, I don't know. Is that awkward to say, like, you're a cool person. Like, let's have a deep conversation. Like, what really matters in your life, right? Like, you know what I mean? And maybe you do more. Do you do more deep conversations like that? Because you're good at asking the questions. Like, is that me, like, not being great at asking questions that I don't have them? Or was like, well, did you have the same thought? Or is this more normal for you to have deep conversations?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I ask the questions when I'm having conversations with people.
Okay.
But I also get that this is a whole different level. Like, you know, just then with Aaron
And we just recorded with Aaron, so we're recording this off the back of that fantastic conversation.
Right. Kellyanne, Emma, you know, Harold, Cindy and Dean, you know, Susie, all of them, like, they all just have this really great way of pointing to Jesus.
Yeah.
Of loving Jesus and of, I don't know, I think, and of really wanting to continue to learn and know more about him.
Yeah.
And they're not done and they know it.
Yeah.
And yet, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, and to piggyback on that, that really made me remember, like, I think sometimes, like, in the midst of our life, we can ask this question, like, where is Jesus leading me? And sometimes we want it, like, we want this quick answer, we want to do this, we want to do that, but I think sometimes it's only in hindsight, in remembering where he's brought us, that we can see like how he's worked. Right. Like, I don't think that like Emma's journey, she would have said that she would have been able to script that out for herself, that this is how Jesus is going to lead me. Like, and sometimes that's what we want. We want to like script out how Jesus is going to lead me into the future. But I think it's only sometimes in hindsight where we can see really where he's led us, where he's worked. And I guess that was a takeaway for me, is don't, be faithful to him today, trust in him, be with the community of saints, read the Bible, like all those things. Everybody talked about those in some way, shape, or form. Like, do all those things today, the things that I know are faithful to God, right? There's certain things that I know are faithful to following God today. And then just be able to rejoice and look back on how he's led your story, right? Because he is the one ultimately leading all of our stories. And we can't necessarily, we want to know, like, what's the next step? But sometimes the next step is just to lean into his grace, be in scripture, be in prayer, seek him. If you have a spouse, like, seek him with your spouse. Like, that kept coming up in our discussions. But, like, that's the faithfulness today. It's not necessarily the big, God told me to jump out of a plane, I'm going to jump out of a plane.
Right.
But over the course of the next 5 years, God will do something really big with your life if you remember the everyday faithfulness, right? That's kind of that's what I got through the stories.
Yeah, everyday faithfulness, that's really good, because no matter where we heard from people, no matter what their story was, even if they're still in the midst of it, like Aaron is, he's every day he's got to wake up and say, I'm not going to use, I'm not going to drink. But, can we just trust God in today? Can we just lean into him to be that blanket of truth in our life, like Kellyanne said.
Yeah. And you know what jarred me with Aaron is we should all be a little bit more like Aaron.
Yeah.
Like that, like I think sometimes we think, well, my sin won't destroy me, so it's not that big of a deal. Like Aaron's at the place where, and he admitted this, like that my sin can destroy me. One drink and I'm done. Like, but maybe we should all live in such a place that we need to wake up every morning and pray to God, God, can you lead me? Martin Luther said, every day I drown the old Adam. Like, I think we all need to wake up with a little bit more of a sense of that, because I think what it does for Aaron and what I love about it, every day he starts with a humble recognition of who he is.
Yes.
And this recognition of who God is for him. And like, wouldn't our lives be so much better if we woke up every day and said, God, I'm a wreck with you. God, if you don't lead me, I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally. And then have that faith to say, you know, God, my life is going to be so much better if you just lead. So would you lead today?
Yeah.
Because I need you. I need you in my marriage. I need you with my kids. I need you in my witness. I need you in my work, right? To just have that. To have that. And I think that's what I see in not just Aaron, but all of these people, is that they have that humility to say, God, I want you to lead.
Yeah. So what's our next step as leaders? So it's easy, especially we just interviewed him. Like, he just walked out of the room. So it's really easy to just lock into Aaron, but in all of these leaders, what are we encouraging our leaders to do next? And how do they do that?
Yeah. And so I think it's for me, after doing these, it's twofold. It's look where Jesus is and how he's looking for you to connect with him. And then how are you serving, right? How are you doing something for someone else? So I think about, like, you know, Brad and sharing his faith at work and, you know, in a corporate environment, and how courageous and whimsical that was. And it's like, I want more of that. But I think it's those two, like, how do I lean deeper into Jesus' grace in my life? Because I need that. And then how do I live out that mission? Like, that's... I don't know. It's I had one of the pastors when I was in seminary. I was at his church, so he's called my field worker, my supervising pastor. And so, like, I went out there, and he had just a great, and we about made it our mission statement. I'm glad we didn't, because it was copying them. But it was just loved and sent.
Mm-hmm.
Just loved and sent. Like, and so ours is love, equip, go. And I think for peace where we were, we needed that extra word to remind us, like, why do we do podcasts like this? Why do we have Bible studies? Why do we want you in scripture? Why is preaching important? Because we want to equip you. But it's really, the equipping is the middle word, but the most important words are that being loved, being sent. Mm-hmm. Like, for us, love and go. Like, those are the things we got to lean into. And all of the equipping, I feel like all of the equipping isn't just so that we grow your knowledge base, isn't just so that we make you better, but we equip because we want you to know you're loved by Jesus, and we want you to go do something.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what the kingdom of God needs. And so we equip basically so you'd understand those two things better. But, like, it's just about being loved by Jesus and sent by him. Like, that's really... that's what this walk with Jesus is. That's what this journey with Jesus is. It's just those two things. And it's not complicated. And there's some gray area. And there is some complicated nature once we get to the, you know, the meat and potatoes about what it actually means. And that's mm-hmm. why we have this podcast and other places to learn. But, like, at the end of the day, like, how am I focusing today? What's one little thing I can do to know that I'm loved by Jesus?
Yeah.
And what's one little thing that I can do to go out and do something for his kingdom, right? And that's, yeah.
Yeah. So what if I'm a leader and I hear these, I hear 2 months of our interviews, and then I'm like, I don't know, just kind of, oh, I'll wait and listen to the next one. You know, what do we do when we don't know what to do, but we do feel that God is using us, but I don't see how.
I think we have a tendency as humans, and I don't know this even Christians, just humans, to overestimate what we can do in the short term and underestimate what we can do in the long term. Okay. And so what I mean by that is it's almost like if I'm going to step out and do anything, I better make a big splash, mm-hmm. right? And so then we find this big outrageous goal and we go for it and we don't make it. I don't know, let's just take parenting, that I decide that every night I'm going to read my Bible with my kids, right? For 20 minutes. And you're like, this is a big goal. I'm going to do it. I'm going to lead my kids. And then, you know, you get to day three and it's like, then you forget. And because you forget, then you forget the next day. And because you forget, and then pretty soon you're 2 months later. But what if it was just, I want to pray with my kids every day and I've never done that. Just one little prayer, one time a day, like, and lead them in that. Now, again, is that enough? No, you can never pour into your kids enough. You can always do more. You can always have a bigger, big, outrageous goal. But what's one little thing you can do today and make a habit of that's attainable? And so, like, if you are praying with your kids every day, well, maybe you're going to get a verse of the day. I just started doing this on my phone. It's pretty cool, but it actually, it'll ping my watch. So I get the verse of the day on my watch. Mm-hmm. Like, and I did it on YouVersion Bible app. So every day I get a verse. Like, what if I just started, not just, and again, maybe I'm going to do this, so I'm just thinking out loud, but like, what if instead of like just reading my, or praying with my kids, I started sharing that verse with them and what that meant to me today. Like, and that's, you know, could be during a ride home. Maybe you memorize it real quick and then share it with your kids. But what's, you know, for you, what's one little thing you can do to be faithful in following God? And I think it's the little things that are done consistently that are going to make a bigger difference than the big splash that you can't keep going.
Right.
And I think that's true with every single person around you. If you have one neighbor that you feel called to, what's one little thing you can do on a weekly basis to foster that relationship, as opposed to say, you know, I'm going to reach 10 people in my neighborhood this week. Just one little thing with one person. And that's right. That's leadership. And I think those are the type of leaders we need in this world. People that care deeply about one person and are able to do little things. Because again, that's the thing. Well, like with Kellyanne, that's what impacted me with that story. It wasn't her great story and how God provided. It was how she looks back at these few little people that did little bitty things that they probably don't even know that made an impact. Like, thank you, Connie, for what you're doing. Like, yeah. And she's one of our unsung heroes that does so many little things for so many people, right? Like, but what little thing are you doing that you don't even know the impact you're making?
Yeah.
Like, and if you change your heart and mind to think like that, to think what little thing that I can do, that makes a big impact.
Yeah. Well said.
Well, I said a lot of words. I don't know if it was well said, but.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just amazing to me to have 2 months of people who have so much that they're sharing, and just to see God at work and to know that, that I don't have to worry about what was said, but I do have to be aware that God is good and that he's using me and he's using the gifts that I have to further the kingdom. And wherever I am and whatever I'm doing, he's got me.
Yeah. No, that I think that's so good that we can get caught up on the details. But if we just stop and rest and remember God's working and look outside of ourselves, I think that's the really big thing. Like, I've got to stop. Yeah. I can always find something wrong with what I'm going through and why it's hard to serve others. But if I just stop focusing on what's going on in me and focus on God's provision, it opens me up to be able to see how I can serve others. Yeah. Right? Like, there's a little bit of an addict in us. Aaron said that, like, we're all, addicts are selfish, as like all of us are. like we're watching out for ourselves and it's not helping us. The selfishness isn't helping us. Like, let's just talk about you as a person. You being selfish and not pouring into other people is not helping you. It's just spiraling you downhill. And if we would just, I don't know, forget for a moment what's going on with us and walk into every room asking what I can do for the people around me, I think you're going to be a different person. I'm going to be a different person. If we can take that heart and that posture.
Amen. Well said. Thank you so much for joining us for Jesus-Centric Leadership, and have a great day.